Focus on Africa.
Now, in today's Focus on Africa, RFI's William Niebuhr takes us to Zimbabwe, where the press has raised an alert about growing government concessions to Chinese investors, which are threatening or potentially threatening the livelihoods of thousands of villagers.
The Standard reports that up to 20,000 villagers face eviction from their homes in Dobonshava, the mountainous neighborhood overlooking the capital Harare, as a Chinese investor prepares to launch mining operations there. The Harare-based newspaper reports that China's Aiwayangye company paid $500 million in exclusive mining rights over the strategic site. The Standard quotes a lawmaker from the area as saying that the deal was inked without adequate consultations about the environmental impact of the project. Kolwane Nyati is editor of the Zimbabwe Standard in Harare. He spoke to RFI a while ago about the controversial project.
This story that we reported on was first raised by the Deputy Information Minister, Energy Mtoti. He's a lawmaker. According to the minister, the Chinese miner was given a contract by the local government there in Dobonshava to mine quarry just outside Harare. It's a rural area outside Harare. So the villagers that are settled around that mountain will have to be evicted. And the information that he gave out is claiming that there was corruption involved.
Village heads and community leaders held a meeting on Sunday to explore means of stopping the mine from going ahead. Who has the final decision?
Under normal circumstances, the Minister of Mines that will give licenses for a miner to start such a project. The Minister of Environment comes in to ensure that the area is suitable for mining, and they will give a certificate for such kind of project to start.
So it means that the necessary studies about the environmental impact of this project were not carried out, and this is why the villagers are complaining.
Yes, and it's not something that is unusual, especially with Chinese investors. There are a lot of cases where they've gone into mining without these certificates and only to be stopped by the authorities when they've already started.
So is it the mining code that gives a free hand to local authorities to grant mining licenses, or is this an exceptional case?
It will sound like an exceptional case, because what is curious about this project is that the Deputy Minister of Information belongs to the ruling party, and one wonders why will he not be informed about what is happening in his constituency when he's part of the government.
$500 million in exclusive mining rights. Has this money been paid?
This deal has not been publicized. It only came to the public fore when the deputy minister started complaining and the villagers started complaining. That's the only information that is out in the public domain at the moment. Usually, I think when they say it's a $500 million investment, they're talking about the money that the Chinese are going to put into the project, not royalties to pay to the government.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government aggressively courting investment from China. Do you think that the Chinese have a free hand to act as they please, given the government's desperation to raise money?
Yes, Zimbabwe is facing a serious challenge economically, and I think the desperation for investors, we've seen a lot of unscrupulous investors being given contracts to come in and mine. This did not only start with President Mnangagwa's government. Even the previous government, they granted Chinese miners some questionable deals, like with the diamond mining company that went into a partnership with the military in the eastern part of Zimbabwe, and it was mining diamonds there until it was stopped in 2016 by the government. The new government, what it has been doing is they've been awarding contracts to a lot of miners, Russian, Chinese miners, to mine platinum, to mine diamonds and things like that. And the concerns is, does the government do any due diligence with these investors, given the speed at which they are given the contracts? And also, we're not sure really about the status of these miners, whether they are able to carry out those projects. And this Chinese company appears to be one of those.
Kolwane Nyati, editor of Zimbabwe's Standard newspaper, on the line from Harare. Thank you so much for speaking to Radio France International.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time.
And our thanks there to RFI's Willy Niebuhr.